are listening to Teachings of Rose.
I was just talking to Joanne and Paul about how sometimes I feel like your energy is overwhelming me. But besides that, I guess I feel like when someone in the group asks a question, I usually know an answer, or I feel an answer. And then it's usually extremely similar to the answer you give, so I'm wondering if I'm just picking up on your energy or if that's me.
You're doing a wonderful job of picking up on the Rose energy this evening, as well as many other evenings too. You do have some sense that the Rose energy is in you always too. This is very important. To take on the Rose energy is a very big one indeed. So do continue to realize that you're wanting to channel in your own way. So do so. We are allowing that too. You need to have our permission, so do continue to allow that to occur. We do allow that in every way in all individuals too. So we're joking about the allowing you to do that. To say that another way, keep going, dear one. You're getting it very well indeed. So do so. We'll allow your questions about that to continue if you'd like.
Well, another question that I had that I think I know the answer to is that you often say that we are you and you are us. And I just had this impression that besides the fact that we all are each other, I thought that maybe you were being a little more specific or realistic about that.
You're wondering about how we can be all things but also each individual sometimes too, right? You're weaning yourself of feeling that Rose is only your weenie girl. You're weaning yourselves, all of you, in realizing how very needing the world is of more Rose. So you're wanting Rose to permeate the world in more ways than you can realize now. But Rose is the world also. Rose is also the things you love in many ways. So there's no real distinction in some ways, but in other ways there is. We'll explain now. To say that Rose is all things is true, but partial also. The things are always Rose, but some things are more Rose than others. Rose is the allowance of love into your days. This is somehow translated as Rose, although you don't need to always. Rose represents this to you now. When you're feeling blue, you do what? You can call on us. We are your Rose selves who love you in this respect. When you're feeling gay, what do? You call on us to remember how you felt at that moment. These are all, ontologically speaking, Rose, but Rose is more than that also. So we're telling you the things you need to hear now, but in time you'll understand more about Rose than you can interpret at this time. Rose is very wide, truly wide, and she does create your reality in many ways, but not in all ways. We'll say that somehow you'll get that in the way of spirit when you get there. So we'll leave you with that very quasi-answer for now. Okay, dear ones? Rose is wide in your terms, but also narrow in ways that you'll discover to be very providing of feeling tone as well. You are correct to answer that with another question. So we'll say that you'd be correct in assuming the way of spirit will inform you more about that in your future. Okay, so do so. We'll say that you're wanting the intentionality name to occur also, dear one. Okay? So do so. Then allow that to be in your best interest in your allowance of channeling, too. So do continue with your lovely questions this evening, dear ones. Indeed. You'll have more when you fear less about talking to Rose at times.
How about Australia?
Nardine, Mary.
Surf's up.
Go ahead, Nardine. I would like to clarify my understanding of, yes, Rose is in all of us. We are all Rose. We are all one, energetically connected. However, in channeling, as we each have a desire of sorts to channel our essence, which is coloured and enhanced by Rose, I'm wanting to clarify, in the expression of channeling, that doesn't necessarily mean, and as you've covered, Paul, in some of your writings, the many forms of channeling, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we will be doing as Joanne does, where, or Mary, or Serge, or the like. Channeling, for myself, for example, being the heart whisperer, I feel as though when I sometimes write, sometimes when I speak, sometimes when I think, I'm channeling my perception of essence, source, love, and wisdom. Am I devaluing that gift of that natural expression of myself by thinking that that is not enough? Is there something more that I will evolve into that this is simply a stepping stone towards? Or can I simply know that the breathing, living, loving expression of my every moment, bringing fearlessness and carelessness from a loving space into each moment, is that my gift in this now to all that is, or am I meant to be pursuing something more expressive than the me I am now?
You'll do well to consider how very invoking of Rose you were to the weenie girl yesterday. Do you understand what we're saying, dear one?
Indeed, fully.
You did allow her to take on the evening with more heart in her. You did that well, didn't you?
A gift to both of us.
You did that so exceptionally well that you had to hear her heart to know how very gifted you were in that expression, dear one. You had her sense of fine-tuning herself in that moment. Then you did what? You feared only that you wouldn't have the heart to send it at that time, but you did, didn't you? As well as feared only that she wouldn't get that, didn't you? But she did get that in every way that it was intended also. So don't ever fear that you're not considerate in your ways of feeling better about your deeds. You're doing a very wonderful job, all of you. You only need to consider that channeling is what you do every day when you don't fear the outcomes of your expressions. You only need to allow channeling to help you in every way. Whatever the expression is, you can consider that channeling, as long as the essence self is in charge, in a sense, without the fear. The fear is what grounds you in some ways in your humanity. Fear helps you be in the world at times. So when you don't want to be in only the world, you can express the things you want to, then allow yourselves to be fearlessly doing so without regard for the aftermath in some respects. For when you're aligning with your best selves, you don't need to fear the expressions. You only will want to express, then get the hell out of your way, as well as others' ways. For when you allow essence to speak through you, you'll do better in every way than you will if you fear only the things you want to do or say but won't. So don't wrong on yourselves feeling that you're not doing the channeling bit. You are. So do continue to express to yourselves that it will in many ways only get more deeply into your future selves. Then you can rest assured that you'll be in charge of the whole affair. We'll be there to sell tickets for you that time. Indeed. So do continue to ask your rose questions and we'll allow your beautiful expressions to thrive this evening, dear ones. Don't fear anything about these, okay? Starting now.
Trust and allow. Look out, world.
Exactly, dear ones. Do. Contrary to your beliefs, express that you're only doing your spiritual work in the world when you scream and yell and express anything you want to indeed. So do so. We'll assist you, of course. So do continue with your beautiful, illustrious questions.
This is Paul. I just want to add a comment to Nardine's question about really her form of channeling, and it's what John Climo calls open channeling, what John does when he speaks. And Elias makes a distinction between an energy exchange and not an energy exchange. And so with Rose or Elias, you know, Mary and Joe are engaging in exchange with another so-called aspect or essence. But in Nardine's case and in my case, we feel a heightened sense of creativity. And we step aside a little bit when we allow this thing. It is an energetic exchange, I believe, with our own essence. Maybe there's some other observers or nudging along, too, in all of that, of course. It's probably more sophisticated than I'm making it. But I just wanted to acknowledge that open channeling is yet another form of channeling, and not just conscious channeling or trance channeling as an energy exchange in one area. There's all kinds of creative exchanges here. And so Nardine, that was just a beautiful example of what you do so well, and do not devalue it. And there is more, and the more that you step aside, the more you trust and allow and go with that creative state. It's the state of creation itself. You know, it's a reflection of the Creator in all of us. So I just wanted to add that to it. Found it very beautiful. You heart whisperer.
Thank you.
I have a question. This involves you, actually. You just mentioned earlier what a wide essence Rose is. Now, my question is, are there a lot of essences as wide as Rose? Are there a lot of essences as wide as, I don't want to say out of roses, but as wide as you are, or are you just one of the few that are out there?
You can say that there are many aspects to Rose that are wide indeed, but not as wide as roses. But these wide essences are really wide also. So Rose is very wide also, becoming them too sometimes. So they are your essences in many ways, but Rose is more than that even. Rose is all those indeed. There are essences that are wider than Rose, but they are not in your Rose's awareness. they become your rose in some ways when needed. We reach into other proclivities of essence in ways that are useful to us, but not to say that there sometimes aren't other selves in your rose. That would be incorrect. There are. The rose self is always changing in many respects, but not to say that there is not an aspect to rose that doesn't remain consistent. It does. So rose is very wide. She incorporates many essences. She sometimes calls upon wider essences to help her. So she's like you are in many respects, except that you're not exactly as wide as your essence. That's all. Otherwise, that's exactly the same as the sometimes providing of essence selves that you're already becoming, in a sense. You're becoming essence in some ways also. This is not to say that you're not essence. You are. We make the distinction between essence-like as well as essence to realize how very tricky this subject is. You're always essence, but you're sometimes more essence-like than other times. Okay, so rose is like you, only wider. In many respects, you're not casting concrete either, are you? You're always changing. You're always taking on more things than you even realize at times. So don't worry that rose is wider than you are. You're also very wide. You just don't always understand that because you want to understand life on its human terms today. So don't wrong yourselves into thinking you're only small. You're not. You're rose also. In every way, there's no substitute for narrowness. Sometimes narrowness allows yourselves to invoke more understanding of certain things than being wide does allow. So you can say that wide is good, but not everything. Indeed, dear ones. Do you wish to ask another question, dear George?
I have a follow-up to that if you have another question.
I was asking.
Okay, a follow-up to that. I'm surprised on Saturday night when you addressed the Seth group that no one asked the question, but perhaps they didn't have a context or framework for it. But would you liken your awareness, your native state of attention, to what in the Seth material is referred to as Seth 2 or Seth 3? For example, the Seth we know claimed to have lifetimes and was an earthbound oversoul or entity, and spoke of his lifetimes and so on. Elias does the same thing. Chris does a similar thing. But Rose states repeatedly that she has no focuses, and yet through these connections can experience focuses as well. So it would seem that this is a further removed native focus of attention. Therefore, is it similar to Seth 2 or Seth 3?
You're correct that Rose does not have other focuses besides the ones that she speaks through. In some respects, this is a Rose focus, but we do not count these because the exchange is that, an exchange of energy that is special in many ways. Saint Teresa was another one who channeled Rose. That is the only one we'll suggest to you this evening, but there have been...
This is Teresa of Avila?
Yes. So you're wanting to express to your Seth individuals that indeed this is similar to Seth 2. Yes. This is also similar to Seth 3. In many respects, there are no distinctions in realizing the rose energy as Seth had in his view.
You are listening to Teachings of Rose.